Members of the Senate Health and Human Services Committee are weighing House Bill 915. It would allow 16 and 17-year-olds to refuse a medication and would require a check-in with a doctor at least once every 90 days, among other provisions. Sherita Lynch volunteers with Texas court-appointed special advocates. She says many minors in foster care often don't know why they're prescribed something, and she says some are given pills before therapy.
It's cheaper, it's faster, and it will give you a semi-immediate response to get a child's behavior under control.
Eric Woomer is with the Federation of Texas Psychiatry. He also wants these children to get therapy, but he says not all medication is bad.
Sometimes medical intervention with medication is needed to calm the child down to the point that you can have a meaningful interaction and dialogue about what their treatment needs to be.
The Health and Human Services Commission reports the use of psychotropic meds among foster care children has dropped almost 30% from 2004 to 2010 after the state issued parameters in 2005. If the Senate panel passes the bill, it goes next to the Senate floor. Veronica Zaragovia, KUT News.